Well, more days trying to figure out what's going on with U.S. policy. In the meanwhile, jets are getting shot down over Turkish airspace. Russia's jet was shot down, and so you cannot feel as if things are getting better over in the Middle East. Now, in the meantime, there is a travel alert for the entire world for Americans. And good morning. You're listening to AM Las Cruces with Kelly O'Connell. I've got 31 degrees outside right now, a little bit chilly. But what do you think about that? A worldwide travel alert, and we're getting lectured by our president that there's no reason to be a baby about this stuff, that we're afraid of widows and five-year-olds, which is one of the most extraordinary things I've heard in quite a while. All right, so we'll get to that. And in the meantime, I've got a little bit of NFL for you. There was a great game last night. It was pretty interesting, and an inadvertent whistle pulled off the field completion to Danny Amendola, which looked like it was going to go all the way. And if that had been a completion and a touchdown, we're talking Danny Amendola having almost 175 yards or whatever yesterday. So Danny Amendola's come in for the Patriots, and he has done a pretty good job. He's an excellent receiver. He's quick. He's fast. He's got great hands. He's probably got better hands than Julian Edelman for the Patriots. But anyway, the Bills put on a pretty good performance. They really threw Tom Brady off his game for a while, but the same outcome seems to have happened as usual. Check this out.
Tom Brady and crew, Rex Ryan leading his team. Amusing moment at the beginning of the first quarter. Listen to Tom Brady's play call. That's really funny. Patriots threatening with 19 seconds to go in the first half. Brady, James White, 20 yards. Get off my foot, touchdown. Watch how Brady sees the pressure. If you take that Rex Ryan defense and you get out of here with it. Stiff arm, boom. LeSean McCoy, watch him break free for the touchdown. Devin McCourty's hand under McCoy's knee. So he was he down? No. He kind of held him up. So he reached the pylon and touchdown. We're tied at 10. A little later, 37. The Bills 47. Brady is Danny Amendola, who runs for 41 yards. Patriots hustle. The next play, first and goal. White, muscling, 6 yards. Pater, some confusion on the play. Bills defense is all over the field with 6 men out of position. And Amendola, he's going to come up limping on the play.
You know, this is one of these clips from ESPN that if you can't see the game, then you can't really follow it. So I've got a better clip, I think, from the NFL here that I'll play for you. I just want you to be able to follow the game. But anyway, Danny Amendola was hurt. Another player was hurt. The Patriots are going through an extraordinary number of players, and they're still winning games. They're 10-0, and the only other undefeated team is, believe it or not, the Panthers. Anyway, here's an NFL version of this game.
James White, the back, 3rd and 7, pressure right up the middle, and Brady got rid of it, complete for the first down to Amendola. 2nd and 10, here comes the pressure again underneath. It's Amendola stopping it up, put up the field. Into Buffalo territory, the high school ball there. Be quiet tonight. Amendola over the middle has been the busy man.
The line of scrimmage. He stuck Danny Lawson outside, came back inside. Well done.
Rich pressure. Brady gets rid of it. Open is Amendola. A little fluid beat tackler. Amendola to the 6-yard line. 41 yards on this one, John.
It's unbelievable. I have no idea what Duke Williams, the backup safety, is doing.
looked like the full blitz, and Williams never got into coverage position. Remember, a couple of plays ago, Bakari Rambo got hurt. The backup safety, Williams, comes into the game, and he's not aligned properly as soon as Amendola goes down.
All right, so this game was pretty tight, and then what happened, I'm trying to remember if it was 10-10 at the time. The ball was Brady was going out of bounds, and he throws the ball to Danny Amendola. Amendola catches it, and then there's a whistle. The whistle goes off, and so they called the play over. But the interesting thing was that there had been no foul, and it looked like Danny Amendola, who is a very fast guy, had a lot of green between him and the end zone, and it was probably, 60 yards, 70, 80 yards away. So there's a good chance that he would have scored, which would have changed the game. But Brady was getting beat up quite a bit. And then the other quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, was injured. Danny Amendola left the game with a knee injury after getting 117 yards. And then they started kind of focusing on Gronkowski and some other players. But anyway, it was a good game, and Rex Ryan almost pulled it off. He had the right scheme, but I don't think the offense really had the discipline or the focus at the end of the game. So that's really how that went. All right, so I've got Walt Rubel is going to be coming in, and we are going to be, talking about whatever, but I am very, 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 very concerned about what's going on right now. And there's an article that I want to get to for you that I would say really sums up my feelings about the president. And it's by a guy who's in the middle of the road, a guy that said that he was going to work for Hillary's campaign. At some point he was going to volunteer for that. He was the guy that ran AP for a while. And then he got out. And this guy's name is, I mentioned him yesterday, trying to multitask here a little bit, Ron Fournier, who's he was the leader of AP, which is the largest news organization in the world. And because he was more of a centrist, he got AP into some trouble because people didn't appreciate the way that he was the way he was running it. But he was trying to be more fair. And, you know, what can you say? But anyway, so the mainstream media is really getting exposed, in my opinion, for their lack of coverage on Obama. And but we're going to come back and talk about some of the stuff going on out there, including this Russian jet being shot down. 614 Kelly O'Connell Show, 615 on the button. You're listening to AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. 523-1450, 523-1450. We'll be right back. right. So yesterday it was pretty hot and heavy on the phones and everything, talking about arguing about Syria. I had a long text interaction with somebody on the issue of Syria, and finally I said, just bring it on the air. I don't like to text, but it's just a pain in the rear end. But so this argument is that we are Americans, we help people, we have to help Syrians for a couple of reasons. Number one, because we help cause the problem. Number two, because that's who we are. And then there's these people, if you ask them, what about the dangers? There really are no dangers. They're very minimal dangers, according to these people. And we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it if there are terrorists in those groups of people. That just, to me, just sounds like a recipe for disaster. But here's Obama calling out Republicans. The group of people that it seems like Obama has the worst problem with in the world are Republicans. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, fill in the blank, not jihadists. You know, he's not changed his position since Paris. Doesn't need to. And according to Cheryl Atkinson, he doesn't believe he's wrong. He's not going to read any information that suggests otherwise because he doesn't want to waste his time. He's not going to argue with Republicans because he's not going to waste his time. Check this out.
Apparently, they're scared of widows and orphans coming into the United States of America as part of our tradition of compassion. At first, they were worried about the press being too tough on them during debates. Now they're worried about 3-year-old orphans.
What has Obama ever done to help, like, you know, like, for this criticism to be true? I would think that Obama would be the world's great savior of refugees, right? There are a lot of people made refugees in the Middle East from Muslim terrorism, from ISIS terrorism. Many Christians have been killed, the children with their heads cut off, people burned alive, crucified, drowned, beheaded, burned alive in cages. We've seen all this stuff. I mean, the type of thing that a real tough guy does to other people. So Obama, what has he done about this? How many of those people has he brought in? The president claims to be a Christian and is offended if you don't think he is. How many, as a Christian, it would go without saying that he would want to help other Christians, unless he's the kind of Christian that doesn't want to be accused of favoritism, so he's only going to help out Muslims. I mean, I have no idea where this guy's coming from. I really don't. But wherever it is, it's a bad place, in my opinion, because it seems to end up causing a lot of problems. And the fact is that around the world, countries cannot depend on this guy.
I'm telling you what, no matter what you say, you got to believe D.O. is on top of this. He is 100% on top.
Frankie,
he's not tipping his
Frankie,
hand out there. That's
Frankie,
the whole thing.
Frankie, I don't think Walt buys into that, and I certainly don't buy into it. So who are you trying to sell this Naga hide to?
You got to have the faith. He is
faith in
no
what?
Way in the world is President Barack Obama sitting on his butt. Not doing anything. He's got a plan.
Frankie, so
I'll
how do you,
you what?
So how do you see this ending? Well, that's my question.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. This is never going to end. This will fester and fester and continue. It's been going on for the last 700.
So Obama's like Uncle Fester, then, huh?
Oh, come on, Kelly. Oh, no way. You know, but let me give a shout out to Walt. I agree with Walt on his assessment of Hillary. I agree with him on the gun business. And there was something else Walt said that I agree with. Matter of fact, every time Walt is on, I agree with everything he says. Isn't that amazing?
No, thanks, Fred.
Frankie, it just
bye,
means.
Bye.
Thank you for the call. It just means that you have no mind of your own. Other than that,
no, I wouldn't say that.
I just. All right. So, well, got to take a little break here. What do you want to finish up with? A little presidential analysis?
Yeah. We haven't really gotten into that yet.
All right, folks. Here, Walt Rubel, and we are chewing over the impact of the presidential from the ISIS and terrorist attacks. We'll be right back. 7:49 AM, Los Angeles, 1450 KOB. I'm Kelly O'Connell. 523-1450. 523-1450. We'll be back and finish up with presidential stuff. And it's about 30 degrees outside. As 7:52 here, and there are roughly 350 million members of the Muslim faith around the world who would support and be available for jihad.
According to who?
This is Daniel Pipes, who's one of the world's experts on Islam.
Okay. So if you believe Daniel Pipes, then that's, you know, I know who Daniel Pipes is, so I'm having a hard time accepting that as fact.
I can give you a reading list if you like. Okay, all right, so let's do presidential stuff. What's the impact of the attacks on the race?
Everybody thought that this was the moment Donald Trump was going to, because somebody serious now, that the time for fidelity is over, that we need a Marco Rubio or Lindsey Graham, somebody, you know, who can see to those issues. Rubio, I think, articulates the pro-defense position, I think, as well as anybody running on the Republican side. Donald Trump comes out and makes these outrageous statements about thousands of people in New Jersey cheering when the towers went down. I watched it. I saw thousands of people. That's what he said. It didn't happen. And so does that hurt him? No, it doesn't, because it's more Muslim bashing. And as long as he's Muslim bashing, as long as he's Mexican bashing, as long as he is playing to those, you know, darker things that he has been playing to this entire election, that nativist, I mean, that's what his whole thing is about, is that nativist, we've got to protect our country, we've got to get them out. You know, where, I don't know. I don't know where that leads to.
Your only comments are about Trump?
Well, okay, so we've seen Ben Carson drop the...
Precipitously.
Ted Cruz and Rubio are coming up.
Yep. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Ralph Kelly. The Washington Post stated that those cheering Muslims did take place in New Jersey.
Yeah. The Washington Post had a story that there were people who were not arrested, but they were taken in for questioning, collected from rooftops. That's correct. But no charges were filed. What Donald Trump said was, "I watched thousands of people cheering." That did not happen. He did not watch.
You don't
that.
Know if he watched them on TV or not.
If it was on TV, there would be clips. If it was on TV, Donald Trump has massive resources. He found the Washington Post story. If it was on TV, everything is saved. There would be clips of that, and he would be showing them to us.
How many clips have you seen of Obama in that Muslim get up, where he was photographed opening a door and the expression on his face said it all? How many have you seen?
I don't know how to respond to that. The expression on his face said it all. You're able to see things through people's facial expression that I'm not.
Thanks for the
you
call.
You haven't been trained.
I have not been trained.
Facial expressions, voice analysis, and body language.
Okay, fair enough. I have not been trained.
Thanks for the call. All right. Okay, so I think that Sanders has taken a hit from the Muslim.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Is anybody in the Democratic race able to challenge? Is O'Malley?
No. I mean, O'Malley looks the part.
Yeah.
He talks well.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been above 3%. I mean, Hillary, let's face it, Hillary is the coronation that everybody thought it was going to be.
O'Malley says Clinton was gleeful when Gaddafi died with no anticipation of what happens afterwards. I think that's possibly accurate.
But doesn't that, I think most of America was gleeful when Gaddafi died. That's what I'm saying, that we have short-sighted vision on a lot of this stuff. I think he's right. But Gaddafi was a bad guy. So taking...
Here's an interesting story that you haven't heard yet. Gaddafi was basically the bouncer of Africa. He stopped refugees from going from Africa to Europe. Yeah. And he was well rewarded for that by the Europeans. Now that he's gone, that's one reason there's so many refugees floating around.
You're right. I hadn't heard that, but that makes sense to me. I mean, that's why Western powers love strongmen. I mean, we don't like the human rights abuses, but, you know.
Show me a Muslim nation without a strongman.
Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of us were saying before the Iraq War.
Right. So, I mean, was George W. Bush ill-advised? He was ill-advised.
Yeah.
And now we're dealing with the outcome of
right.
it. But, all right. So on the Republican side, you see that Rand Paul seems like he's out of
The last I heard, he's not even going to make the debate, the big main stage of the debate next time.
The adult table.
Yeah. Ted Cruz, if there is an alternative to Donald Trump for people who are really, really angry and really want to see a substantial change, they don't want to see, incremental. They want to see dramatic.
Rubio is the boy of the GOP, isn't he?
He is. And that's why I think Ted Cruz, I think if Donald Trump falls off, if people decide, which they have not yet, but if at some point they decide, okay, he's gone too far, I think that group of voters looks at Ted Cruz. That's my opinion. And I think Rubio, if Rubio is able to get the Jeb Bush, the establishment, and if it comes down to a Rubio versus Cruz, that'd be an interesting race, I think. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure he's just not.
Trump's got to be on the ticket somewhere.
Yeah.
Either number one or number two.
Oh, he can't be number two. Donald Trump, number two?
All right.
No.
Folks, you've been listening to AMLS Cruces on 1450 KLB. I really appreciate you tuning in. Kelly O'Connell here. And hope you have a great day at 7:58 and take you out with some Dire Straits. And we'll meet you back in 22 hours. And I've got a guest tomorrow who's announcing his candidacy for the county commission. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.
Check out Guitar Jones. He knows all the colors.